spokespeople? Any other spokespeople who are representing a group who would like to speak? Okay, are there any individuals who can, who would like to speak and would tell us something that we haven't already heard? Welcome, we're happy to hear, listen to you. Yes, ma'am, come on up. Your name, you may have the floor.
My name is Karen Seip, and I live in Peninsula Lakes, and I just moved here in August. And prior to that, I lived in Potnets. And I do love Sussex County, but this community, I just want to state for the record, these just aren't people who moved here to enjoy what Sussex County has to give. This is a community of people who continually volunteer. And so I just want you to know, you're not just looking at move-ins, you're looking at people that are making a commitment to Delaware, they're making a commitment to Sussex County. Shell every year runs its Shellville. Peninsula Lakes had the most volunteers to help at that fundraising, which we know goes to help local charities. The numbers out, coming out of our community who volunteered, because many of the people are 55 and up and are retired, they're giving back. There are members of the community, and that number is continuing to grow. I'm sorry I don't have these numbers, but I just thought this was something they should have in presentation, that they're volunteering in our local schools. These retirees are going into our schools and working with the children. Again, that's something that brings quality of life to Sussex County. They have a garden group. They work with local charities to make sure that they're getting the materials and the supplies they need for people who are in need. So I just want to point that out. When you make your consideration, don't look at this community as people who have just moved here and now are asking for something. They're saying, we're committed to you. Can this commission be committed to us and enforce what you have already established in your plan, which is that this was a residential agricultural area? And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your comments, and we appreciate all the efforts of everyone in Sussex County.
And the applicant's comments,
and
they were
the applicant
good too.
As well. The fact of the matter is that anyone who lives and pays taxes in Sussex County is of equal bearing in the eyes of the commission. The quality of your life is, in terms of your volunteerism and so on, really isn't a consideration for us. I'm very glad that you're doing it, and I appreciate it. Our issue is land use. We're here to decide whether or not this parcel should be used in the manner that's been proposed. That's our job. It's these five people that are going to make that decision. There's a reason why we're not elected officials. We're appointed officials, okay? So I don't have to like you. You don't have to like me. You don't vote for me, I don't vote for you. The constituent that we serve is the ordinance of Sussex County. That's our constituent, not you, not him, not anybody else other than what the law says. We take that, we apply that to this application, and then we'll decide whether or not that should happen and the conditions under which it would happen. We do rely on you for your input, for the testimony that's been given and is being given, and we appreciate it. But that's really the process. The process here is that our concern is conformance to our ordinance. So is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, sir.
My name is Carl Kittner, and I'm a resident of Peninsula Lakes. The point about the noise has been made, but there's, in terms of thinking of mitigation, mm-hmm. OSHA requires a backup beeper that puts out approximately 117 decibels of music. You cannot mitigate it. It's required by law to have.
That's correct.
When the loader back shakes his loading bucket to get all the gravel or dirt out of it, you cannot mitigate that. That is not possible. So there's certain aspects of this thing that are just not amenable to mitigation, and that's my offering to the commission. Thank you.
All right, sir. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Anyone else like to speak? Yes. Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Floyd, if you would come back up to the podium for a second.
Yeah, sure, and Mr. Whitehouse has just...
If I could, please, Mr. Chairman, just while we've been talking, I've conducted a little research on the adjoining parcels, and I believe I've located the building permit for the accessory structure, so that there was a building permit, and I'm going to circulate copies and put that in the record, so...
All right. So, Mr. and Mrs. Floyd, I want to get to what's going on the property, because we heard some testimony. We heard that there was dump trucks, but then we saw there was photographs of, you know, I guess, I don't know what they're called, but things that shake the materials and probably separated. There was also, looked like some heavy front-end loader-type equipment. What equipment's on the site? We have to know that, because if, you know, if this gets approved, it's got to be enforceable. And if it gets approved, we don't want it to become an enforcement nightmare. So tell us exactly what's happening on that site.
I have a John Deere wheel loader and a skid steer and a screener there. I just bought the screener, but I never used it. And I have a dirt roller there also, so when I did the road, when I put down the millings, I used the roller to roll the road.
So the roller wouldn't be used anymore?
No, sir, just for the road to get in and out of the property.
How about the bulldozer?
The bulldozer isn't mine.
Yeah, you'd use that off-site if at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My next concern is, when we look at the county's Eagle View, you know, you've applied for a conditional use for parcel 270.4.04, but when we look on Eagle View in the current photo, I mean, this use looks like it's going on the across your back property line, across your front property line. Again, this was an application for this specific property. How are we supposed to enforce the conditional use if it's spilling over onto other properties? My point being, I don't want to set you up for failure. If the commission recommends approval and the county council approves it, it's approved for parcel 274.02. You're going to get shut down before you even start if it's on the adjacent property. So what's going on the adjacent properties? I mean, because we've got the Eagle View, you can see, at least on the one I'm looking at, that, you know, it spills over onto that property out front.
Muffler and Miller, they did some work on Route 24, and they needed a place to stop powder or dirt. So I let them have access to that property there, my property in there also, and they took the bulldozer and just pushed it up.
It looks like, I mean, there's trucks on there. Are you storing trucks on that adjacent property too?
No, just on mine.
Point being that the activity area is substantially larger than the area that you've applied for. And if, you know, if it were granted, it would be an automatic violation because you're spilling onto, you know, to these other properties. And that's the concern that we have, and I'm not sure how that can be addressed, frankly.
That's all I had. Thanks. Yeah.
How is the gravel shaker used, and how often?
Well, it's a dirt screener, and like I said, I haven't used it since I purchased it.
So it's something that possibly could just go, just.
Yes.
Premises. Okay.
I mean, here's the other issue is that, you know, they've applied for the storage and hauling of dirt and gravel and the storage of work equipment and trucks. You know, it doesn't say anything about, you know, shaking gravel or dirt or separating it or anything else. So I don't think we could approve that even if you're applied to. It would have to go. Yeah.
It is odd that you have that equipment, right, on the property.
Yes.
Why would you have it if you're not going to use it?
Yeah, that's my, that was, oh, yeah.
Well, I had got some dirt in, and like I say, Muffler and Miller brought some dirt in there, and I bought me a screener to go in and screen it, but I haven't used it.
But you intend to, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to use it, yes. So, you know, it doesn't really matter whether you've used it yet or not. You've got it. You're intending to use it. So,
yes.
Okay.
Mr. Floyd, is your shaker deck, is it portable?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I have a portable shaker deck myself, and they are quite noisy.
Yeah, they are.
They're, especially when you're shaking root mat. I mean, would this be something that you would take off-site and can shake somewhere else?
Tell you that he can't shake on this site because he didn't apply for it.
I'm trying to put it on the record that you can store it, but take it somewhere else, not do it here.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
What I did, when I filled out the application, I put work equipment. I didn't list the skid steer.
No, and you wouldn't have to do
called.
That. It was just more that it was being used on the site. You could, because it is, you're right, it's for storage of work equipment and trucks, so that would encompass all that
that's,
stuff,
yeah,
but just not the use of it.
Nothing wrong with your way your application was worded.
Okay.
That's typical. And that's why we have this public hearing, so that
okay.
we can get all the facts. So that, and I appreciate you being forthcoming about the equipment that you do have. So very helpful.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go back to what's stored on the property, because we saw pictures of barrels. We saw pictures of oil, maybe oil. So what's the remedy? I mean, do you have a company coming in there and pumping the waste oil?
I just bought the two fuel tanks, the 1,000-gallon fuel tanks, and I'm looking to bring fuel in there so I don't have to go to the store and pump at the fuel pumps.
Okay.
I used to get all my fuel at the Royal Farms, and it's just so congested, so I got my fuel tanks.
So there's storage fuel tanks?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no, like,
it's
actual
no,
oil and
no, it's nothing
like,
in it.
No waste oil.
No.
I got you. I see what you're saying. Thank you. But there is no oil being stored on site in just drums?
Just in drums inside the shop, and I have a guy that comes out and gets the oil.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else for Mr. Floyd?
No, not for me anyway.
All right, Mr. Floyd.
Thank you.
Floyd,
thank you.
You may have a seat. All right. Commissioners, any further questions?
None for me, sir.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we close the public hearing, I don't imagine many of you are going to be sticking around. So everybody's going to want to get up and leave at one time and start talking and all that good stuff. And so just let me thank you all for coming. Your input and presentations are important to our decision-making process. We appreciate it. You've been extremely well-behaved, which is not always the standard. And we very much appreciate that. We really do. And I think in view of the fact that you're all going to want to get up and start talking and all that good stuff, we are going to take a recess when we close this public hearing. So the public hearing is now closed, and the commission is recessed until what?